The advertising message was basically, use this Ecolite and save the planet. But that message wasn't effective. Research shows that consumers don't want to let go of any traditional product attributes, like convenience, price, and quality, even though surveys indicate that almost everybody cares about the environment. So the company reintroduced the Ecolite with a new message, one that emphasized cost savings, that the Ecolite lowers electric bills and lasts for years. So it's good for the earth, cost-effective, and convenient because it doesn't have to be changed every few months. This ad campaign worked like a charm. Something else, the company that makes the Ecolite, researchers would consider it an extreme green company, not only because its products are energy efficient, but because the company tries to reduce its environmental impact in other ways too. Like, in addition to selling earth-friendly products, its offices and factories are designed to conserve energy and use all sorts of recycled materials. A company that only recycles office paper, researchers would classify as a lean green company. And there are other degrees of greenness in between. So, if your green marketing strategy is going to work, your message should be valid on all dimensions. When a company as a whole is credited for reducing its environmental impact, this can lead to brand loyalty. People will come back and buy your product more and more. However, let's say you're fined for violating the Clean Water Act while manufacturing products from recycled materials. The public would eventually find out. You can't just make a claim that a product's environmentally friendly and not follow through on it.